This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
And a very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. It is the 8th of June, and this is the 406th episode of Track World. And my brothers and sisters, my heart is in the coffin. I personally know several friends and associates, and those people have been challenged. Those have passed. Peter Gilchrist recently passed, and I knew he was not well for some time. He was one of a kind. The Cut would be on Brian Ambie's show on Guardian Radio nearly every Saturday morning. Brian Ambie feels it also. I was impressed by the Fresh Creek Sac athletes. He attended the University of Minnesota playing basketball before Sweet Bells. I was so impressed with the Cud that while I lived in Toronto, I thought of driving to Ann Arbor to see Cud play against Michigan. The Cud was the unofficial public relations officer of the Saxon Superstars. Two other individuals who passed recently were Father Addison Turnquest, who ran for parliament in South Beach. His son is an organist at the great St. George's in the Valley. I also was shocked. Noted attorney Stephanie Wells passed on Sunday. I also have to talk about Coach McDonald from Arkansas, and his proteges were Rolando Green and Norbert Elliott. Track World gives condolences to the family and relatives and associates of any of them that have passed. Ladies and gentlemen, around the world, Track World is sponsored by Arawak Homes, Sun Oil Limited, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, AFD Management Services, Pairdale, Sunshine Insurance, Battery and Tire Air. Friday night is sushi night at the Garden of Eden. Bring your friends and have a great time. And sponsored by Kalina Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. Well, we will now go to our first break, and after that, we will introduce our guest.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Lab, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 innovations,
you can be sure of Shell.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back on the 106th episode of Track World. And the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4529. And the text line, powered by none other than BTC, is 422-4796. Our guest is none other. Oh, Davina Francis was on already, and there were over 415 people watching. Thank you, Davina. Our guest, Brendan Vanderpool, who medaled in the Georgia State Championships and was also honored with a new Comer and Play It Forward Award for the Best Sportsman Award. And my good cousin, oh, we only have good, Kevin Johnson from Smith Hill, South Andrews. His father is my father's first cousin. And he is a hotelier in Tarrytown, New York. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, this evening. And please tell me, Brendan, first Brendan, of your thoughts today. First Brendan and then Kevin.
First off, I'd like to say thank you for inviting me and allowing me to be here. It's my first ever radio that I'd be able to talk to and express my feelings. So first off, before I say anything, I'd like to thank you for that.
Well, I just need to say that I have to add, in terms of condolences, is the grandmother of Brendan. And he should have been on the show last week, but however, they were here for the homegoing of his grandmother, and that's why we decided to have him on the show this evening. When you think you would be able to do a record, your father's record that I have listed right here, and just give me 1 second. Is none other than16 feet 6 inches, and that was done. You can correct me, please.
Well, his personal best that he did in practice was 16.6, but his record is 16.5.
And that was done where?
This is done in Annapolis.
Annapolis, Maryland, yes. Thank you so much. My good cousin, Kevin, what are your thoughts about it? Or Garfield McPhee is on again. He is a Valley boy from Cowdenasville. Kevin, tell me about some of the things that you have done so we could, let people know that Bahamians are all over the world and are talented. And this young man here, I am sure he is going to be one of them. So go ahead, cuz, tell us what you're doing and the influence that Bahamians have from all over the world and what you attempt to do with Bahamians.
Hi, good evening, Radio Bahamas, and thanks for having me, cuz. It's definitely a pleasure to be on your show. I was a couple of weeks ago, was on one of the others that, you know, we're in another part of the world, but we can share ideas and thoughts to help promote Bahamians and to help, you know, challenge Bahamians to really move forward. You know, one of the things that I can say for me, you know, I took up the challenge. I challenged myself when I was back home in the Bahamas to, you know, when I got into the hotel industry that, you know, I was going to do my best, commit my best to really advancing and myself as far as I can to rise up the ranks as far as I can to show that Bahamians can achieve greatness at home and abroad. You know, and it's all about commitment and dedication to work. And if you do those things, it will definitely pay off. And, you know, throughout my travels through the U.S., I've run into a few Bahamians here and there, and a lot of them are doing great things. Again, taking up the same mantle of applying themselves and promoting themselves, but a commitment and dedication to work.
Well, where you are now, you didn't get it from coming from The Guardian and going to New York. Tell us what you did.
So for those of you who, you know, those of you who are the listeners, a lot of you might, you know, there might, a lot of Bahamians would know me by my full name, but most Bahamians in the hospitality industry know me as KJ. That's the name I went by when, you know, back in the day when I was working for Convenience City Transit and Reliable Doors, as a bus driver, as a tour driver, and even when I was working along with the Ministry of Tourism during the industry training program for Bahama Hosts, everybody knows me as KJ. So, and everybody knows back then I had a commitment to, you know, to excellence. And in 1999, I went to work for the British Colonial Hilton in August of 1999, to be exact. And I applied for a manager's position, but they didn't have any available or any left. So I took Ellen. They said that's as best as they can do. So I said, fine, I'll take it. It's an open door. I'm going to walk in and I'm going to work my way up through the ranks. And I made a commitment to myself that every year that I was employed at that establishment, I needed to have something to show why I was employed there. So I immediately rise up through the ranks from bellman to night auditor to night manager to reservations agent supervisor, then reservations manager, then yield manager, and then director of revenue management before leaving the property in 2007 to go and work for Hilton Corporate in Dallas, Texas, as one of their revenue managers, overseeing three properties, spending a year there in Dallas, Texas, before I was drafted to come to New York to actually work for one of the hotels that I was actually managing out of Dallas, Texas. And that is the DoubleTree by Hilton Tarrytown. In January of this year, we're now an independent property, and I'm still, you know, steering the ship and pioneering and trying to push it forward to even do greater and better things, not even being associated with a brand. So we are currently independent and business is now starting to come back. You know, the hospitality industry, you know, worldwide was heavily hit during this COVID pandemic. But now we're starting to see some glimmer of hope with business starting to trickle back in. And so we're hoping that this trend would continue. So hotels at large, not just my hotel here in Tarrytown, but hotels at large would start to really start doing business again, and we can start hiring people again and putting people back to work, and people can start making money.
Well,
but that is sort of my track to where I'm at today.
Well, let me say this. I told you that I am a Hilton DoubleTree man. Oh, yes. Yes. I've been in all kinds of hotels. But one of the hotels, London has quite a number of Hilton hotels. And I've had the opportunity to spend some time coming from Moscow, the World Championships, to a Hilton DoubleTree that is close enough to the airport. Tell me about your connection with my Diana's last child, okay, at the Hilton and before that. I'm talking about Spence.
Yes. So, I've known Spence for years because I'm sure, you know, he's also a distant relative, but
close relative, my brother.
Yes. prior to leaving the Bahamas, you know, I saw Spence a lot of times. He always came into the Hilton during Nassau. And we always would have conversation. And when the opportunity arose for me to, when the opportunity came up for me to actually travel to Texas, he was one of the persons I was with, you know, getting his advice on, you know, what his thoughts were. And he said, look, go for it. You know, the sky is the limit. But, you know, but I've known Spence for many, many years. And actually, a couple of weeks ago, I was on his show, you know, talking. As a matter of fact, I did two shows for him already. The most recent was the Immediate Response, which was a couple of weeks ago. And then last year sometime, I believe it was, I did another show with him. But I've known Spence for many, many years. And he is one of those persons that, you know, people like myself back home actually looked up to. You know, he is someone who's totally motivational, inspirational, and he loves to encourage Bahamians to strive for their best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you ever so much. Now, Brendan, how do you feel that Kevin can assist you?
Well, I suppose, I mean, I could say I'm not sure how to deal with many different things, like, let's say, with just, I don't know, I haven't thought of many things yet. I'm just trying to do, I'm not sure yet. I'm still not sure how to.
Well, I do understand that.
Yes.
So what I want you to do, I have this thing that your father sent to me. It has Vander Walt, and it says, run fast, vault high. Where did that come from?
That was just a phrase that my dad made, because it's a very simple way for me to remember how to vault. And it's a proper way of, like, remembering something easy to do during the run and something that's, you know, easy. It's like stuff. And it's just a pretty simple way to do it. And if you've seen it, the logo was made by my cousin. So my cousin Jaleesa, and everything was just family and locally made. And it's nice to have my family support me and able to make certain clothing and maybe some other stuff in the future. We don't know yet.
Well, let me say this. Your father and mother made a significant difference in your life to get to where you are now. Let's start talking about your mother first, because not many people hear about her. She was in, at the embassy in Washington. And I think your father, I can't remember, but tell us about your mother first and then tell us about your father.
Well, she's working, as you said, she's been working in the embassy for 33 years, and goodness me, she's not retired from it, because 33 years is quite a long time, but from there, she decided to branch off into other different things. And she's very, very, very faithful. Like every single day in the morning, she comes downstairs and prays and does all of these certain kinds of things. And I'm still asleep, so I don't even know. But she does mention this from time to time. And it's nice to have, you know, like a spiritual leader on the side of me and kind of guiding me throughout my journeys. And she's just very supportive, always kind, and is, you know, very mother-like, of course. So I could say all the things in the world about her.
Well, let me say a little bit about it, because if you look at the two of my guests, they all are family, because your grandmother, my brother, hails from my grandfather is from Exuma, and this cousin of mine knows your mother well. We are related. And as I said, well, you may have heard of the name Peter DeVoe Isaacs and all of that. He spent a lot of time in the consulate in New York City some time ago, but now he is home. And his mother is related to your grandmother. So I think it's so significant. It makes a difference. Now, let your father, my brother, tell us a little bit. I think that you're listening to the show, but can you tell us about your father then?
Well, my father has has a very, very huge, I guess, in the roles of what I like to do and why I do them. So he was the whole reason that I was introduced into becoming a pole vaulter, much less of a, more of an athlete, really, just in general, because there's a lot of different things that this, like the U.S. likes to introduce to you, like plenty of different things. And because when I was a youngin, well, yes. I still am, when I was younger, he introduced me to plenty of different stuff, like all different kinds of flips and parkour and all this stuff to help me out, to get rid of my fears in order to be able to do the things that I do, especially in the vault. Because the thing is, for many of the people, is that it's like there's a mental block that stops them from being able to do what they need to do, because you can find a million people that are faster, stronger, and more just better at, as a better athlete than me, but I'll still be able to do better than them because I have a better mindset. And I pretty much have to owe all that back to my dad. So
let me just mention something. Everybody is made of similar talents. And the one who achieves more is the one who puts it in their mind that they're going to be the difference. You can see athletes from all over the world, and if they don't look to the top, they will never win anything. But there was something else that your father did when he came down to Atlanta. Tell us about that, as I understand now. What was his job?
Could you repeat the question again?
What was your father's job when he came down to Atlanta?
Oh, his job.
Yes. What earns the money? What earns the money?
He was a software developer.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's been doing it for around 25 years, I think, somewhere around there. And he's, I don't remember too much, but I remember he was doing something similar when we were in Virginia, because that's where I was born there. And then we came here to Atlanta for a better job and better space for me to like go to school and do all different kinds of things here, because there's much more opportunity here. But yeah, that's pretty much him, what he did.
So where would you like to... Oh, Let's talk about track and field now. My understanding is that you want to, next year, make the Carifta team. Tell us about that.
Next year, I don't have too many self goals, at least for immediate next year, because there's only some. I wouldn't say that, because I want to compete in the Carifta, because I've been blessed with the opportunity by my Bahamian parents to be able to go there. And also I'd like to compete in the CAC games. And I think there's a certain, there's two different kinds of meets there. I think they have, or at least different regions, they have above 17 and below 17, 18, something like that. So pretty much I have next year and I maybe the year after to compete there. So everything's going to be very, very close to like right now. So I have to do my best right now. And to be able to reach for the top. And like you said earlier, I am aiming for the top. I'm trying to be the best that I can be and not let anything hold me back.
Who do you know of being in right now? Who's the best? Mondo Duplantis or who?
Yeah, Mondo Duplantis. He just recently set the world record a few months back, I believe.
Well, my brother, if you know the great ones, then you can become great. If you don't know them, you don't have anywhere to go. So I really think that is important, because people follow successful people, real successful people. Now, my good cousin, just add some things to that. I talked about successful people and all of that.
Well, growing up as a young boy in Andros, that's where I'm from. For those who are listening, I'm not certain. I've spent many years in Nassau, but I'm hailed from Smithsill, South Andros, an island boy, true island boy. But one of the things that was instilled in us is that, you are who you surround yourself with. If you want to be successful, then start by being around successful people. You know, it's a lot like the old ad sale that we've been told that, when you dress to go to work, you don't dress for the job you have, you dress for the one that you want. So it's all about preparing yourself mentally first for success, telling yourself that you are a success, that you will be successful, and then set yourself attainable goals. Your goals should always be realistic. We have the tendency to set goals that we know from the get-go it's unrealistic. And because it's unrealistic, then your drive and your determination to achieve those is sort of underutilized or underdeveloped or underachieved, because you already knew in the back of your mind it was not attainable. But set realistic, attainable goals and then measure your success. Measure how, for instance, for me, when I got started at the Hilton in the Bahamas, being a bellman was not what I wanted to do. Because up to that point, I was doing very well in the ground transportation industry and the hospitality, working for Lambert Reming and Convenience City Transit and Reliable Tours, and I did a lot of tours, a lot of tour guiding, I at the time that I got into tour guiding, everybody knows Romeo Farrington. He was the person that I said that was my target. That's who I wanted to be like. I wanted to be a great tour guide like Romeo Farrington. He was one of the best out there. And that was a goal that I knew that was attainable. And I pushed myself to attain that, but I had something that was also measurable. And so when I got into the hotel industry as a bellman, that's not what I wanted. So I started setting targets, and my first thing I said, look, for every year that I'm here, I need to show a promotion or something to show that I've achieved something. I started setting realistic goals. So I think when it comes to success, how to achieve. You have to be in that mental space, and then prepare yourself to do the work, because you know a lot of us sometimes we want the success to just fall in our laps, and there's no such thing. You really have to do the work, and you have to be prepared to do the work. And if you do those things, at the end of the day, you will achieve your goals. When I was in high school, my favorite subject was maths. And I had a math teacher, and a lot of those in Rosie and know him, Mr. Rahim. And he used to tell us in class, said, you know, look outside. What do you see? Oh, we see the clouds. No, look again. What else do you see? The sky. He said, that should be your target. Aim for the sky, and if you miss the skies, you'll fall among the clouds. Now, of course, aiming for the sky, some people say, well, that's not realistic. Well, if you know what's among the skies that you're aiming for, then you can make it realistic by knowing exactly what it is that you're going. And then sometimes, you know, like the gentleman just said, sometimes you're not certain yet. And, you know, when you're younger, you have to feel yourself, or you have to try a few things. But at some point, you have to set to with a destination.
That is powerful, my brother. That is real powerful. Young man, listening to him talk, how do you feel?
I feel, generally, I'm just happy for success. And I know plenty of it. I know that I'm just happy to see the development and plenty of different things that your cousin has continued to do. So, but I mean, it's not much a 10th grader would know, I suppose.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking a lot about track and field, and plenty of things have been happening, my brothers and sisters. And this is not a lecture series. I want you to call in, and the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-459. And we go to our break.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Normalize saying things like, can we talk about this later after I've had some time to gather my thoughts? Or, I don't have the energy to respond right now, but I'll get back to you later. Or, I need space right now, but I'll reach out when I feel ready. Mental health is health too. This Mental Health Awareness Month message brought to you by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
And now we're back on the 406th episode of Track World. And my brothers and sisters, there was ACT, Silver Label, NACAC, New Life Invitational. And the star of the show was none other than Trevon Brummer. Ran 9.78 seconds. Oh, my brothers and sisters, that's the best performance, as I am aware of, this year. And further than that, we're talking about the Jamaican Championships. The one and only Shelly Ann Fraser Price set a new Jamaican 100-meter record of 10.63 seconds. Your thoughts? Would you believe that this same young lady won the 100 meters at the 2008 Beijing Olympics? And she has run and run and run. She beat quite a number of people. And guess what? She has a child, a baby. And it is said that once you go through having a baby, as the time goes around, you are going to be able to participate, to run very well. Well, this young lady also, she does hair and all that kind of stuff in Jamaica. And I think that is more than powerful. At the World Relays in Yokohama, that was last year, I think it was, or year before last may have been, and I had the opportunity to interview her. And that interview ran right on Garden Radio. And we talked about what was going to happen at the Olympics. She says that she is relaxing herself. There's no reason for her to put herself through too many things because the Olympics is some time away. And she realized that you have to pace yourself in what you do. What are your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen? Anybody wants to call in and make a comment? Or are you sleeping? As I said, this is not a lecture series. Nobody? Well, let's talk about he won the Hungary Grand Prix with a time of 12.85 seconds, and that was legal win. We're talking about Devon Charlton. She has already done the performances for the Olympic Games, and also Padria Seymour has done the performance for the Olympic Games also. So we feel that, you know, we will do extremely well. We're going to have to get our next commercial break and then go ahead from there. Our next commercial break.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call, all from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian.
And we're back on Track World. And we're talking about birthdays, ladies and gentlemen. And I start off with the opposition leader, Philip Brave Davis. He had a birthday yesterday. He and my brother went to St. John's College, and Brave would stop in Carew Street and walk with my brother to St. John's College. Now we talk about another St. John's, but it's university, not college. Jim Smith was my coach. And I don't even want to say how old Jim Smith is now, but he was a basketball coach. And what he did for me was he had this particular book, and it is a book that is unbelievable. I found out so much about track and field with that book. And as a matter of fact, I have an opportunity to get that book come to me, because when I left Nassau and went to Canada, our house burned down and the book is nowhere to be found. But my understanding is that one or two people can get it for me through Amazon. And then John Carlos, the activist, his birthday was on Saturday. And would you believe this? Now, he's the activist. Tommy Smith's birthday is after John. And it is unbelievable. And you see on Facebook the things that they've done. Kicked out of the Olympic Village, this and that and the next thing. And it took a long time before the Black Glove salute. It took forever and ever. And as of the last 10 years or more, man, these people are just cherished. They're from San Jose State, by the way. They are just cherished. John is, both of them are 76, just a year in between. And I get real excited about hearing them, seeing them. They had the opportunity, by the way, of doing a presentation at the University of the Bahamas at the day after the World Relays were finished. And it's just unbelievable the things that they came up with. And, you know, I have known them for a long time, but getting the two men together is always difficult. But they just... and then we had some young ladies from the University of the Bahamas. One is Francine, and the other one is... she is a Moultrie. And she is an attorney at the University of the Bahamas. And I tell you this, they, John and Tommy, they really enjoyed. And one other thing I would like to say is that Philip Simon, he had the opportunity of just taking us out to his place out west. And we had the opportunity to spend some time with them. The best of food, this and that, the next thing. And then they also had the opportunity to go to a place going out west. And we're talking about, it's a place that comes from New Orleans. And it's the brother of... Barry Russell, he runs it. Well, he had the opportunity to go to the University of Minnesota and do some great things there. Well, I'd like to also give a shout out to some people. And one is Letitia McIntosh. She works with Rev. And every now and then, I just call her and anybody in Rev and ask them, what do I owe the information? And this is not just for television, it is for everything that you can get from Rev. And then alive. Rosetta Street. Oh, Sonia Thompson is the manager at Rosetta Street. And Kaylisa Murphy is the supervisor Rosetta Street. You know what I'm talking about, in where Alive is in Palmdale. And let's see. And there is Roma Bartlett. She listens all the time. She is out connecting with Grand Bahama. And she was born after her father visited Rome, and that made the difference. The Bartlett's from Grand Bahama. I would also like to thank those persons who participated via several different platforms, and it makes a difference. Track World has been brought to you by Sun Oil, Arawak Homes, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, Fictional Track and Field Competition. And we're talking about a young man called Vaughn Culmer, an associate's insurance agent. He happened to be one of my most recent sponsors, and he listens to it. And if he doesn't listen to it, people tell him that it's worthwhile sponsoring the show. And then we go to Sunshine Insurance, AFD Management Services, and the CEO is none other than Freeman DeVoe of Pairdale. He's my good friend, my good cousin, Freeman DeVoe. And by the way, very few, I don't have any bad cousins, I would say. That's what I am talking about. And then we also have a sponsor, and we're talking about that sponsor is none other than, we're talking about Friday night is sushi night at the Garden of Eden. Bring your friends, your relatives, and have a great time. And I said, I have been with Kalina Insurance for so long, but I'll just go a little bit more. I've been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. And my daughter, Alexis, is the other half. And I'd like to now ask and let this young man know. We're talking about Battery and Tire in Centerville. We are talking about thanking this young man, Arlington Roll, for his assistance with this show. It is just unbelievable, just unbelievable. And I talked about the people that are sponsors on the show. And I would just ask the two guests, your final words, please.
Well, thank you again for inviting me on the Guardian Radio Show. Also, thank you for your condolences for my mother, grandmother, Stella Major. And also, thank you for mentioning my and Monique Vanderpool. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you ever so much, cuz. Little more distance, yeah. But little more distance, but cause, yes.
There we go. Well, again, Lord, thank you very much for inviting me to come on your show. And, you know, I'm always willing to come and, you know, share some insight on helping Bahamians to advance themselves, you know, on the world platform. Because, you know, as small countries we are, we have and will and continue to make a big impact in the international arena. Bahamians are well sought after in many professions, but I think one of the ones where Bahamians are also held in high regard is in hospitality and tourism. You know, at the end of the day, the Bahamas has always been the pinnacle for tourism in the Western Hemisphere. And I think still to this day, people still look at us as, you know, as one of the pioneer in tourism. So for those of you who may be in always the opportunities worldwide for persons with that expertise to help other areas or other countries to advance and promote themselves. But, you know, my encouragement today is to encourage Bahamians to always strive for excellence, you know, continue to do well. And, you know, I know it's been tough home as well, because I have been talking with family members and friends, and I know it's, you know, it's been a rough road, but I think coming out of this pandemic, the Bahamas is set and poised to be great again, or to continue to be great.
Well, one of the things I want to ask you, you talk about tourism. We know about people all over the world, but tell us about people all over the world. Some are associated with the Ministry of Tourism, and some have nothing to do with the Ministry of Tourism. I'm talking about people in tourism all over the world who have a relationship with the Bahamas, if you know.
Let's just talk about the Bahamians all over the world in general. Whether you're in different parts of the world for tourism or just there in any other capacity, you're still an ambassador for the Bahamas. So it's always nice for people, you know, to say you're from the Bahamas, and, you know, people are like, oh, wow, the Bahamas, oh, I've been there, or I want to go there. So, you know, daily, you know, that's the kind of reaction I get. And, you know, when you meet those persons and you can encourage them, you know, to go and visit the Bahamas, but also to tell their friends to go and visit the Bahamas. So, you know, by extension, they become an ambassador for the Bahamas as well. And I think as Bahamians living abroad, we should always seek to promote the Bahamas. At the end of the day, tourism is the mighty dollar in the Bahamas. Without it, we won't do much without it.
Well, my brother Spence would tell you that he worked in the straw market. My father, when my brother finished school, he worked in the straw market, and there were not many men in the straw market.
That's right.
And my aunt, Luda Vogue, we just talked about that particular place. This is a new place. I'm forgetting the name, but she was in the straw market. And next week, thank you so much. But next week, Andrew Tynes will be on the show. He is an Olympian and national record holder. And you won't want to miss that particular show, and you will definitely be dazzled. Thank you, thank you, thank you again.